In order for a whistleblower to be worthy of some protection, then he must fulfill two conditions. He must think in good faith that he has found something which is illegal or highly unethical, and he must contact the authority or the person which is appropriate to deal with this.
And in general, what kind of protection does a whistleblower have if they really do it in good faith?
Well, in Switzerland, actually, they have no protection. They may get some sympathy from a judge, but they are not really protected.
And is this different in other countries?
It's different in other countries. In some countries, they are protected against dismissal. They may get some financial compensation. In the United States, a whistleblower can even get a share of the amount which has been saved due to his intervention, which is a bit difficult to accept in Europe, I think. But financial compensation, if the whistleblower is fired, is certainly appropriate. I think some support, some advice is also needed.
And do whistleblowers sometimes end up in prison?
Sometimes they do end up in prison. You see, in that particular case, for example, apart from the political aspect of the case, assuming that this whistleblower had contacted the correct administration and had no political motivation, he would still have broken banking secrecy.
But, that's an impossible dilemma. If you are working for any company and you think there's some kind of financial misbehaviour going on, you're not going to be able to prove it or make any kind of case, usually, unless you can get hold of documents that the firm doesn't want to release.
Well, it's not exactly true. You can also make a verbal report. If you can go, for example, to an investigative magistrate and say, this is what I have observed, and then the investigative magistrates can go and seize the documents, that would be absolutely no problem, I think.